The journey recorded here started on Wednesday, the 9th of September 2015, when I went from Hull down to Cambridge to deliver a workshop at the Nurse Education Tomorrow conference. And then I went from Cambridge the next day down to London and flew to Dublin to act as an external examiner at the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland. And then I flew back on the 11th of September 2015. And there are some interjections from me, but what I've mainly focused on here are the sounds of travelling. I rather like them. Some of them are quite soothing, but some of them are also quite irritating.
Phone north service to Doncaster. On a Hassle Ferriby, Brough, Gilbert O'Gill, phone north Stanford, code sample. Jets arrived Doncaster 1431. Safety information, it is split throughout the train. Any questions regarding this, please ask the conductor. In the interest of safety and security, customers are reminded to have personal belongings and luggage in view at all times. If you see anything suspicious, please report it to the nearest member of staff. If you can have all tickets, rail cards and passes ready for inspection on departure, this would be much appreciated. 1325 Northern Service to Doncaster. Thank you.
The most exciting thing that happens on Doncaster Station is the announcements of the trains. It's very quiet here, just waiting for my train to London. Or should I say Stevenage? It's the London train bound for Stevenage. Get off there and change for Cambridge. Good, that's my train.
Platform 1 is the 1446, Virgin Trains East Coast service to London.
I've just arrived at my room in Churchill College in Cambridge. The NET, Nurse Education Tomorrow, conference is often held here, more often than not. It's always held these days within the precincts of the University of Cambridge, but sometimes at another college, but this is the sort of favourite home. And I like coming here because it's Churchill College. It's one of the newer, probably 1960s type colleges. I'm not sure it was bequeathed by Winston Churchill, but it certainly was built in his memory and holds his records here, his archives and such like. And a really good old friend of mine with whom I shared an apartment in Sheffield when we did our PhDs together, John Marsh, who's now Professor of Optoelectronics at the University of Glasgow, was here in Churchill College, Cambridge, when he was an undergraduate. And I don't know which room he stayed in, but anyway, it's nice to see where John was. The grounds of this college alone, which can't house that many students, I don't know how many hundreds or thousands of students it houses, are much bigger, for example, than the grounds of Pollock Halls at the University of Edinburgh, where I used to work, and that houses 3,500 students. So I'm just going to go off to see who's around. I saw one or two people around at the conference. The registration desk isn't open yet. I know I'm not speaking until about 11 o'clock tomorrow. It's Thursday the 10th of September, and I'm still at Churchill College in Cambridge. My workshop at the NET conference went very well. It was probably full, about 50 people there. Lots of interaction, lots of questions, very complimentary comment from a nursing student, which was unusual. She came to speak to me at the end and people stayed behind. Then I had a quick lunch and said goodbye to a few people and I'm on the train from Cambridge to London. And when I get there, I am checked in, but I see that my frequent flyer number is not on my boarding pass, which means that I haven't been allocated an aisle seat. And of course, if I don't have the number on there, I won't get through the fast track and I won't get into the lounge. So I need to go and sort that out when I get there, which is a bit of a pain, to be honest. I don't know why that's happened, so I was very careful to put it in when I booked the ticket. Anyway, the joys of international travelling. So I'm on my way to London, then on to Heathrow, and then to Dublin tonight.
Mind the gap between the train and the platform.
Clear doors to automatic and cross check, please.
Can we put this down? Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to run through our safety procedures and equipment. The safety card in your seat area shows details of escape routes, oxygen masks and life jackets. It also shows the bracing position which you must adopt in an emergency landing. The emergency exits are on both sides of the aircraft. They are clearly marked and are being pointed out to you now. There are two exits at the rear, overwing exits on each side, and two exits at the front.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the captain again. Well, we're well on our descent now towards Dublin. We're just landing 14,000 feet. Just approaching the Irish coastline to the south of the Dublin city area. It's quite busy at the airport this afternoon. I can advise that we have to take up one of the holding patterns just to the south of the airfield. And we've been told to expect no more than 10 minutes at that holding position. That place is still about 5 minutes away at the moment. 10 minutes in the hold there, and then another 10 minutes to complete the approach. Altogether makes about 25 minutes until we land. So it looks like we should be on the ground shortly before 25 minutes past 7. See, it's still a pleasant evening, just a little bit more cloud than Heathrow there. Latest weather broadcast we've just picked up from the ground shows a very light breeze out of the southeast. Scattered cloud to below us, as you can see, and it's overcast at the higher layers. Temperature's quite mild now, it's 17 degrees Celsius. At the moment then, around about 25 minutes till we land. Should that change, then we'll obviously come back and advise you further.
Welcome to Dublin. Local time here is 7:20 in the evening. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the fastened seatbelt signs have been switched off. You may now make and receive calls as well as use all data services on your handheld electronic devices. When it is safe to leave your seat, take care when opening the overhead lockers, as items may have moved and could fall out and cause injuries. Before leaving the aircraft, please make sure you have all your personal belongings with you and remember that smoking is not allowed until you have reached a designated area. All of our flights will be showing in the morning or the night if you'd like to go home.
Back very shortly, a little bit behind schedule. This is Matt. We were delayed in Metal. We were sent to the holding pattern due to congestion here in Dublin with the weather. And that's had a knock-on effect from Stuttgart to Manchester. But we're doing our best to make up as much time as possible on route flight time, about 35 minutes thereabouts. Conditions of route, for the most part, quite good. A little bit of light turbulence overhead, Dublin here with the weather. But in Manchester, it hasn't reached England yet. So light easterly, southeasterly breeze, partly cloudy and dry, temperature of 18 degrees. It's a very short flight this evening, so I'll get a chance to talk to you again. We would like to take this opportunity to thank you to choose to fly. I think it's been, I do hope you enjoy your time.
These are the sounds of Leeds Station at 10 o'clock on a Friday night. This is the worst connection to get back from the airport. You have to go from Manchester Airport to Leeds and wait here for 50 minutes and then get a train on to Hull. Usually you go to Piccadilly and then straight through. So this takes a long time and you have to hang about on a busy Friday night station with lots of noisy drunken people, as you can hear. There's really nowhere comfortable to sit. The cafe closes if you wanted anything to eat or drink, and the little shop closes. And I always seem to do this when it's not very nice weather. It's quite cold. And you can feel quite sorry for yourself on a Friday evening when you should be home with your family. And as you can hear in the background, the announcements are just almost incessant.
Welcome to this first Trans-Pennine Express service to Hull. Shortly be arriving at Hull, where this train terminates. Please remember to collect all your belongings when leaving the train.